Thank you for the beautiful readings, Gary, tonight. I'm so pleased with that subject of letting our light shine. And I realize we read recently, or it was recently commented, that selfishness will not allow the light to shine. And if we are not meek, the light won't shine either. Because the light does not belong to us. The light is the Christ light that comes through when our thoughts are aligned with all his truthful messages. Right now, though, we have to wear the masks in many places. It's so beautiful to see that someone is feeling one's thought. I see that in the grocery store that I go to. It's so nice. You don't see the teeth or anything, but the eyes connect. And somehow you see that somebody is feeling the light shining. And it is all our duty, isn't it? Because God, that's how Jesus lived. Wherever he went, he left, and that place was never the same. And I just pray that we are all also in tune with not thinking just about ourselves when we go outside, but rather let our light shine, that people feel our thought, the right thought, the God thought, and that wherever we send in our thoughts to, our love, that it's felt also. And the light of God is shining everywhere, and it's felt by all mankind. I'm so grateful to be learning all these things because, as a previous testifier said, often before I would just be so consumed with my own problems. And therefore, when the shadows of our problems block our light, people don't feel it. People don't feel this great light that is relieving them. Sometimes it's just a smile that might help someone, and all that counts. And it will count only if we are not thinking, not focused on our problems, and now we are letting the truth that God's presence, omnipotence, is everywhere and is shining for all mankind. I'm grateful to learn this, grateful for Christ Jesus' example, Mrs. Eddie, all the early workers, and everyone that has written something that has touched us all. Grateful to be here tonight, grateful for the music and the hymns and the readings. I'm grateful to be here. Thank you very much.